This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Integrated Air Defence Weapons System, IADWS, yesterday off the coast of Orissa. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO, the Indian Armed Forces and the industry for the successful development of Integrated Air Defence Weapons System. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sithivene Legamamadarabuka, is on a three-day visit to India beginning today. He arrived in New Delhi this morning. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabadavu, and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has left for Algeria for an official visit beginning tomorrow till the 28th of this month. General Dwivedi will hold high-level meetings with senior Algerian leadership, including Chief of Staff of the People's National Army General Saeed Chanagriya, Lieutenant General Mostafa Samali, and Indian Ambassador to Algeria Dr. Swati Kulkarni. During his visit, he will also visit prominent military institutions and pay homage at the Martyrs' Memorial. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevails at some places due to extremely heavy rains. Kota division is worst affected, while situation in Bundi, Tonk, Savai Madhopur and Baran districts is badly affected. Rail traffic has been hampered due to waterlogging at Savai Madhopur station. Road traffic is also closed on the Delhi-Mumbai expressway in Kota. Army, along with the NDRF and SDRF, have been deployed for relief and rescue work in the affected areas. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has reviewed the relief and rescue operations. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing at Tharali in Chamoli district following heavy rainfall and resulting in devastation. Over 150 people from the affected areas have been relocated to relief camps for safety. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced 5 lakh rupees compensation for families who lost their homes and an equal amount for the next of the kin of those who lost their lives. In Bihar, due to an unexpected rise in the water levels of the Phalgu, Lokengin, Muhana and other seasonal rivers, flash flood-like conditions are prevailing in several areas of Nalanda, Jahanabad and Gaya districts. The situation occurred after a large quantity of water was released late at night from Jharkhand into the Phalgu River. In view of this, the Water Resources Department has issued a high alert. Large-scale damage has been reported to houses in Nalanda, Jahanabad and Gaya, while standing crops over large areas of farmland have also been destroyed. Reports indicate that embankments have been damaged at 9 locations. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. It has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. India's Department of Post under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the US from the 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. The Ministry of Communications said in a release that all international postal items destined for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. And India's Chikita Taniparthi has created history by becoming the first Indian female compound archer to secure the individual junior world title at the World Youth Championships in Canada today. She defeated Korea's Yerin Park by 142-136 in the compound under-21 women's gold medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.